It's midday in Piazza San Marco, and under the bright summer sun, tourists roll up their trousers and wade through water in front of the centuries-old basilica. It's the Acqua Alta, or high water, that occurs when the tide invades the foundations and inundates the older and lower parts of Venice. Experts agree it's happening more often and lasts a longer time. Storm surges and high water events are becoming more frequent. The land the city sits on is also sinking. And then there's the spectre of climate change and rising sea levels.
Yes, the worry is that the increase in the frequency of these high water events doesn't show any sign of slowing down. It's increasing at almost exponential rates.
Paolo Canestrelli is the director of the city's Tide Forecasting Centre. He says 2009 was a record year in Venice, the worst in more than a century.
I think that this year we'll reach a record higher than that of last year. We've already had 102 cases of water higher than 80 centimeters. So already 102 times. Piazza San Marco has seen water, and there's still 3 months to go.
And that's why there's such an urgent need for the Morze project to prevent potential flooding. I'm at a construction site at the Lido Inlet, the widest of three entrances connecting Venice with the Adriatic Sea. Morze's 78 floodgates will rise and block the three inlets when a tide of 110 centimetres or more is forecast. When the alarm sounds, compressed air will fill the gates and empty them of water. They'll rotate around the hinges, emerge from the depths, and cut off the lagoon from the sea, stopping the tidal flow. Workers here are building the concrete caissons or containers that will house 20 of those gates, each larger than the wing of the 747. But it'll be four more years before Morze will be able to protect Venice, 2 years longer than originally expected. And Venetians were waiting decades before that. The Great Flood of 1966 focused attention on the danger to the city. In 1987, a consortium of Italian companies, the Consorzio Venezia Nuova, was entrusted with finding a solution. But it wasn't until 2003 that construction actually began. Still, the consortio's Giovanni Cecconi says the project is on track.
Two-thirds of the work has been completed now. We are waiting for the remaining 25% of the money to do the remaining. From the technical point of view, we are pretty much on schedule. And the only risk of delay can come from financing.
Morze is the largest public works scheme in Italian history, involving 3,000 workers spread over a number of sites. Its budget has blown out from 3 billion to more than 4.5 billion euros. Critics fear it could cost taxpayers close to double that in the end. Much of the government funding once used to maintain Venice has been diverted to help out.
By the year 2014, all the four barriers will start operation if the money will come.
At the Lido construction site, Cecconi is keen to trumpet Morze's green credentials. The project has long been the target of conservationists. They say the lagoon is one of the most important wetlands in Western Europe, and the tidal exchange with the sea is essential to its well-being. Cecconi counters the gates can be deployed just partially to minimise the effect on the environment.
Essentially, we leave the tidal flow in and out the lagoon available all the time long, but not during the storm surge. So just 3-5 times a year, for 3-4 hours.
Cecconi's comments do not mollify Guido Ortalli of Italia Nostra, a group of citizens concerned to protect Italy's cultural heritage.
It's very heavy, very costly, technically complicated, and has really high maintenance costs.
Whatever the objections, most people agree that something must be done, or one of civilization's most beautiful locations may simply sink beneath the waves. For many in Venice, the work on defending the city can't finish soon enough. Back at the Lido and other inlets, there's much to be done if the floodgates are to be completed within the next 4 years. Jean Di Marino, Deutsche Welle Radio, Venice.